This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Former Governor Paul Cellucci died yesterday after a five-year battle with ALS, sometimes known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Cellucci, a Republican, was 65 years old. He left the State House in 2001 to become ambassador to Canada. As WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, his last days were at home in Hudson with friends and family.
Paul Cellucci began and ended life in the small central Massachusetts town of Hudson. His father owned an Oldsmobile dealership and was a community leader. Lifelong friend Robert Durand, who served as Cellucci's Secretary of Environmental Affairs, says his boss got into politics when he was 20 and still a student at Boston College.
The drive for public service, I think, came out of the era that all of us grew up in with the Kennedys, and Paul joined the Charter Commission in town, and that was the beginning of a career that ended up, you know, in the governor's office and on to becoming ambassador for the Bush administration.
As he moved from the Hudson Charter Commission to the governor's office to Ottawa, where he was the U.S. ambassador to Canada, Cellucci impressed people as a compassionate man devoted to his town, state, and country. And he was a nice guy. State Senator Ben Downing, a Democrat, was a teenager when he met Cellucci, and the governor paused for a conversation about school and Downing's interests.
He was just a kind and caring person, and was the exact same way to me when I met him again the day I was sworn into the Senate.
So that even when the gun lobby disagreed with Cellucci's support for a strict assault weapons ban, or when he pushed to reinstate the death penalty in Massachusetts, advocates and legislators believed he was honest and genuine, says House Speaker Robert DeLeo.
Paul was looked at as the middle-class working person's governor. There were no airs about him. He knew how to communicate and to touch people's lives.
As ambassador to Canada, liberals in Ottawa sometimes bristled at security measures Cellucci pushed on behalf of the Bush administration. But in Massachusetts, Cellucci made many noticeably nonpartisan decisions. Former Supreme Court Chief Justice Margaret Marshall says her nomination to lead the court is an example. Cellucci, a Republican, elevated Marshall, an independent, over other Republican judges.
He was not an ideologue, and he appointed judges who he thought would best serve the Commonwealth. That is one of the many, many, many indications of why Paul Cellucci was such a great public servant.
And, says Marshall, Cellucci opened doors for women, naming Marshall the first female to head the state judiciary, and then paving the way for Jane Swift to become the first female acting governor. Marshall suspects that Cellucci's wife, Jan, and his two daughters were a strong influence.
I don't think there was a single occasion in which I was with the governor where he didn't mention his two daughters to me. And I used to tease him and say that the reason why he had appointed me as the Chief Justice is he couldn't bear to face those three women over the dinner table if he appointed another man.
Cellucci spoke to WBUR last summer about work he was proud of.
I think we pretty much put a stake through the old label of Taxachusetts. And I'm also pretty happy that despite all the controversy, you know, the big dig is an engineering marvel. It's transformed the city of Boston. It's improved the traffic flow, particularly going out to Logan Airport.
In that same interview, years into his illness, Cellucci maintained his optimism.
I wake up every morning and see the sun, and I get to play with my grandkids. I get to, you know, work with my business projects. You have a great appreciation for all those things.
As ALS made Cellucci's arms and legs weak and then useless, he focused on the things he could do. He launched a fund for cutting-edge ALS research at UMass Medical Center. UMass Medical Chancellor Michael Collins was impressed that Cellucci, given an incurable diagnosis, kept finding ways to be of service to the public. Cellucci called Collins a few weeks ago to say he wanted the fundraising campaign to continue after his death.
Every one of us could understand why he might say, look, I just can't help anymore. That was not him. The example that he left us was that even in the most difficult times of his life, he was going to do everything he could to try to help this effort succeed. And I actually think that was an extraordinary example of public service.
State House leaders began planning tributes for Cellucci a few weeks ago. His body will lie in state in the Hall of Flags, and there will be a memorial service in the House chamber. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.